ESPN Radio 93.5,
95.3. 40s Monday, 50s Tuesday. Right. Nice warm-up. Good morning, Bill Melberg, political humorist. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio listeners.
Bill, I hope you're keeping warm.
Well, Stevie and Diane, I don't need to tell you, it's been really cold the past week, but didn't it warm your hearts to watch the presidential inauguration on Monday?
Well, speaking of the inauguration, you're wrong about something that you said at the beginning of the week's show.
Of the last week's show, yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I said the Mormon Tabernacle Choir probably wouldn't be providing any of the music at the Obama inauguration. Something they likely would have been doing had Mitt Romney won the election.
Yep.
Well, as it turned out, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir was at the inauguration, singing a rousing version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I thought of what I said the minute I saw them, and so I was wrong.
Well, yes, you were, but you were right about something else you said at the end of last week's show, because you predicted that Barack Obama's second inaugural address would be the exact opposite of Ronald Reagan's first inaugural address in 81, and it was.
Sure was.
joining us now to talk about President Obama's inauguration on Monday is our distinguished panel of former presidents. We welcome Jimmy Carter.
Hi, Stevie. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Bill Clinton.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
George W. Bush.
Howdy.
Gentlemen, Diane and I are going to be testing your knowledge of presidential history in just a few moments, but first, does anything stand out in your minds about this inauguration this past Monday? President Clinton, we begin with you.
Well, Stevie and Diane, I love inaugurations, and Hillary and I can't wait till the next one. But as far as this inauguration was concerned, I thought Kelly Clarkson really stood out.
Yeah.
In fact, you might have seen the photos of me admiring Kelly Clarkson as she was singing "My Country, 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty," and she was sweet and absolutely outstanding.
President Jimmy Carter.
Stevie, one of the moments that stood out in my mind was when Congressman Paul Ryan was introduced to that large crowd of Democrats standing in front of the west side of the Capitol building.
I thought they booed him.
Yes, they did. And that's the thing that stood out in my mind about that moment.
President Bush?
Stevie, that's why I did not go to the inauguration.
What do you mean?
4 years ago, they booed me when I was introduced.
And what an ugly moment that was, sir.
Yes, it was.
But moving on to something more pleasant, you might recall that John McCain and Barney Frank shared some inauguration trivia with us this last week. This week, Diane and I want to test your knowledge of presidential history with a few trivia questions of our own. Now, let's see how much our former presidents know about their predecessors. And here's Diane with our first question.
Mr. Presidents, do any of you know who was the only president born on the 4th of July?
Well, Diane, if I can jump in here, I know that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on the 4th of July in 1826.
That's true, but this president was born on the 4th of July. President Bush?
Diane, that's an easy one. Calvin Coolidge. Another one of our great Republican presidents was born on the 4th of July.
Absolutely correct, Mr. President. Here's our next presidential trivia question. Who is the only president to be buried with his head resting on a copy of the Constitution? President Clinton.
Stevie, that was Andrew Johnson. And you know, Andrew Johnson and I have something in common.
Really? What's that?
We were both impeached, but not convicted.
Yeah, you were. We appreciate that added bit of presidential trivia. And now, Diane, with another trivia question.
Mr. President, who was the first president to call his Washington residence the White House? Jimmy Carter?
Now, Diane, that's sort of a trick question, because, you see, the White House used to be called the Executive Mansion, or the President's House, but it only became known as the White House
during the presidency of Theodore Roosevelt.
Very good, President Carter. And now here's Stevie with question four.
Gentlemen, I think one of you will know the answer to this question right away. Which presidents were related to Presidents Pierce, Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, Ford, and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, President Bush?
Stevie, my father, George H.W. Bush, number 41, and I, number 43, are both related to all of those extinguished leaders. Pretty impressive,
yeah,
don't you think?
Yes, it is. And you must have quite the family tree.
We sure do. In fact, my critics like to say that I'm the sap on our family tree.
Diane, next question.
Gentlemen, which president's wife started the tradition of playing Hail to the Chief whenever a president appears at a state function? Bill Clinton?
Diane, that was John Tyler. Or I guess it was actually his first lady, Julia, who started that tradition. And by the way, I sort of have something in common with John Tyler, too.
Huh? Really? What was that?
John Tyler was the first president who they tried to impeach.
Gentlemen, here's another question about a more recent president. Who was the first president to visit all 50 states? President Bush?
Well, Stevie, it can't be President Obama, because 4 years ago, President Obama said that he had visited all 57 states. That's what he said, 57.
Right. That's right.
What a dummy. Even I know it's 50. So if memory serves me right, I think my dad said that the first president to visit all 50 states was Richard Nixon.
Yeah, you're correct, sir. By the way, our friend Bill Melberg is reportedly the first and only presidential impersonator to have visited all 50 states. On to our next question, Diane.
Mr. President, who was the first president whose voice was heard over the radio? President Bush?
Bill Melberg?
No, Bill Melberg is a presidential impersonator. But who was the first real president to be heard on the radio? Jimmy Carter?
Diane, that would be Warren G. Harding.
Yeah, correct, Mr. President. And with time running short, let me move on to our next trivia question. Which president grew up speaking a language other than English? President Bush.
Muchas gracias, Stevie. That's an easy one. President Obama, he grew up in Indonesia, so I assume he spoke Indonesian.
Since I don't hear Jimmy Carter or Bill Clinton chiming in, let me tell you the answer. It was Martin Van Buren.
Oh, shoot.
He grew up speaking Dutch. Diane, I think we have time for one more.
All right, Mr. President, and here it is. Which president said, "I may be the president of the United States, but my private life is nobody's damn business"?
Diane, that sounds like something I might have said. Quite a few times, in fact.
Yeah.
But in fact, I think the first one to say it was Chester Alan Arthur.
Right. Correct again. President Clinton, you really know your presidential trivia.
I sure do.
Yes, sir. When we come back, presidential humorist Bill Melberg is going to tell us about a president who still doesn't know the presidential oath of office even after taking it for the fourth time.
Uh-huh.
Stay tuned. ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3. We're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, Barack Obama, one of two presidents who've taken the oath of office four times. He kind of messed the oath up the first time, although it was really the fault of Chief Justice John Roberts, but it seems the president flubbed it all on his own the last time.
Well, that's right, Stevie and Diane. Even though President Obama took the oath of office in a private ceremony at the White House last Sunday, that's time number three, he flubbed it again on Monday, even though the fourth time around, Chief Justice Roberts got it right. See if you can catch the president's goof in this clip.
Chief Justice of the United States, John G. Roberts, Jr., who will administer the presidential oath of office. Everyone, please rise.
Okay, so this is their second chance to do this publicly. Last time didn't go so well. and they had to have a private do-over. So we'll see how it goes this time.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Two Bibles.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Yeah. Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
He kind of messed up the word states, just sort of mumbled it, right?
Yes, he did, which if he manages to change the Constitution and get himself elected to a third term, President Obama should probably take the oath of office the next time with his teleprompter rather than the Chief Justice.
Yeah. Bill, always a pleasure, my friend.
Oscar Wawa, which president played football for Michigan?
Gerald Ford.
Jerry Ford.
That's right.
Without a helmet, you say, right?
Go Illini.
Michigan, Illinois, 5 o'clock Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Bill Melbrook, political humorist, and eveningwiththepresidents.com. You want to catch Bill. Diane Ducey, thanks.
Enjoy the weekend.
I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. ESPN 93.5, 95.3, The Herd next. Thanks for listening. Have a great and safe weekend.